Well, I've always liked gardening. I had an allotment when lived across, and if you remember, in 1979, we moved into Strand Close, and I grew stuff in the garden. And you were so impressed, you came and took pictures for the press of giant sunflowers and enormous marrows.
Only so, in the hope of a few freebies, of course.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, I've always liked it, and we got this. Linda and I got this because we'd talked about it, and it's something we could do together. And we got it just before COVID, and it really, it was a lifesaver. There's a lot of work involved. When we first came, it had been covered up. There was lots of rubbish on it. We took sort of 2 or 3 months to do the groundwork before we did anything else. So as you can see, we've made beds, we've made paths. They've got green artificial lawn on underneath, although there's chippings and the odd bit growing through. So we did the basics, and then we started planting, and it's been great fun.
Now, it's so popular these days, allotments. I mean, there are absolutely loads of allotments here, and it's growing all sorts of different things. Nationally, I think there's queues virtually everywhere in the UK to get hold of one, and probably similar here in the Isle of Man. We're always talking about mental health these days. I mean, how precious are they in that respect?
It's a lovely space to be. I mean, we're sat here now. It's a little overcast, but it's lovely and warm. You can come down here and potter and do a little bit of hoeing, and then sit in a chair and read a book, listen to the radio, listen to music. It just gets you away from everything.
I mean, you're a man who I've known a long time. You like your adrenaline, you like your motorbikes, your cars and everything else. And here, of course, you're swapping it for cabbages, tomatoes, parsnips, whatever. It's very different, isn't it?
It is, but there's nothing finer than watching stuff grow. And you start off with a blank canvas. I don't particularly grow stuff over the winter. I cover up the ground and operate as much as I can, a no dig policy, because my back and everything else. So you start in the spring, got a greenhouse at home where we put in some seeds and whatever, we get our seed potatoes, we plant them, and then it gradually comes up, and there's nothing nicer than seeing it as it fills up until it's completely full of all your goods, probably a few weeds, but you have to keep on top of them, and then you start harvesting. It's great.
We talk a lot today about food security, don't we, as well? And I mean, here you are, you're growing a heck of a lot of vegetables. I guess probably a quarter of it ends up on your table.
if that, we give most of it away. I've supplied the Dovecote with lettuce for a while as freebies. I get a nice cup of coffee from there. I supplied some to Scott Philby at the TT because he'd seen pictures of them. We give it away to neighbours or whatever, and we use what we want. My favourite at the moment is right in front of us, the asparagus bed that you were asking about. We don't give that away.
I had no idea what that was, actually. I mean, I imagine asparagus just seeing these little sticks growing out of the ground, but that's quite an attractive plant and about 5 feet high.
Well, yeah, it is, but you cut in May and June, and then you stop cutting, and as more come through, you leave them. So you can see there's four plants in these raised beds. That one there, there's only one fern going up. That one there, there's four. Mm. There's two or three on that, and there's three on that. But the idea is, I suppose, a bit like daffodils, where you leave them so that the goodness goes back into the corm. And they'll die back November, coming up to Christmas, and I'll cut them down and shove those on the compost heap. Put some more manure, compost on top of that to refresh the bed. And then May, April, we start again. But you don't cut for the first 3 years. We cut this year, but it was basically one at a time, so we were sharing an asparagus. Next year, with doing this, I'm hoping that we get a really good crop.
Well, it's very impressive. What about defending it? I mean, the three Bs, birds, bugs and bunnies, is that a problem sometimes?
I believe we've got a hare somewhere had got in, they told us, but I've never had any damage from rabbits. Butterflies, there aren't any today, but normally the white cabbage white butterflies here are everywhere. I've stopped growing brassicas because they just decimate them. I must get some nets or whatever, and bugs. We don't use pesticides. If the caterpillars come on your cabbage, you pull them off, but I got fed up of that.
how many hours a week do you spend here, Pete?
It depends. In this week I've been down a couple of times watering because the sweet corn are very thirsty, and weed in. I've tidied up a bit because I knew you were coming. but it varies. Sometimes I'm here every day. Sometimes I'm not here for a week at a time.
Now, you've had it now for a few years, and I presume from what you're saying here, you're going to carry on as long as possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.